Jamestown Tourism, Chamber of Commerce proposed partnership, Fargo officers cleared in shooting involving Jamestown man. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. During the monthly Jamestown Tourism Board meeting Monday evening, the decision was made to enter into a partnership with the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. The move comes after Executive Director Searle Swedland submitted his resignation earlier this month.
You know, in this transitional time, you know, we've been thinking a lot about resources. You know, our resources are good, but they've been flat over the course of time, and we really feel like, you know, we have a responsibility to use those dollars well and thoughtful. And what that might mean is, you know, how do you mitigate those costs of an organization? And for us, it's largely in the executive director role.
Chamber Executive Director Emily Bivens says her board has held similar discussion regarding the partnership and is excited for what this could mean for tourism and the chamber.
I think the Chamber of Commerce board is just as excited as the tourism board to collaborate and share these resources and, you know, do more with what we have. And that's what really this is all about, is just coming together to make Jamestown better and make these dollars go farther.
Read more online at newsdakota.com. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley has ruled that the actions of three Fargo police officers who were part of a deadly shooting in early July were justified. 28-year-old Shane Netterville of Jamestown died after he was shot in the chest by 11-year veteran officer Adam O'Brien.
It eventually became clear that the three occupants in the vehicle were alive, but the occupant in the back seat was not easily visible to law enforcement. In total, this situation presented a highly dangerous circumstance for officers and anyone in law enforcement. Shane Netterville was in the driver's seat of the vehicle, and he was not complying with the lawful commands of Fargo police, including that he show his hands.
And the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery will host a ceremony in observance of its 30th anniversary on August 31st. Find the details at newsdakota.com. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.